Well, there's big news shaking up the charity world. The Federal Trade Commission is charging four cancer charities with lying to donors and misusing almost $200 million in donations in one of the largest charity fraud cases ever. James T. Reynolds started what the government says is a fraudulent charity empire in 1987 with Cancer Fund of America. The other charities are run by his ex-wife, a son, and a family friend. They're the Breast Cancer Society, the Children's Cancer Fund of America, and Cancer Support Services. The FTC says less than 3% of the money raised actually went to patients. $120 million went to fundraising firms to keep the lie going, and that outside of that, groups were de facto employment agencies for friends and family members who pulled down high salaries and pulled out cash as if the charities were piggy banks for things like cars, tuition, luxury vacations. Suzanne Perry is with the Chronicle of Philanthropy. And Suzanne, you and other watchdogs were calling out these groups for years. So why did the FTC take so long to bring charges?
Well, I would say that we've been hearing for several years that they were looking into this. I think it was about 5 years ago that the investigation started. It's kind of a half glass empty, half glass full thing. Why did it take so long? I think that everyone in the charitable world who cares about ethics agrees that charity regulators are underfunded, under-resourced. You know, the Congress just keeps cutting back on the IRS, which has some regulatory authority. State attorneys general don't give this top priority in general. The glass half full part is that I believe they took so long partly to build a really solid case. These are some very complicated charges. Yeah. And I think they also wanted to get all 50 states on board and the FTC. So it was a big management coordination challenge. Yeah. And it's the first time that all these entities have cooperated in a charity fraud case.
It's unprecedented in that way. And we know the investigation began with an assistant attorney general in New Mexico, Elizabeth Corsmo. And now two of the funds have settled, the Breast Cancer Society and the Children's Cancer Fund. Those were run by James Reynolds' son, James Reynolds II, and James Reynolds' ex-wife, Rose Perkins. So those funds are now going to be dissolved, and those two will be banned from fundraising. But some would say, is that all? They don't go to jail for this?
No, they're not going to jail. I think it was part of just getting them to settle. The charities will be put out of business. They are supposed to pay some fines, so to speak, but it's somewhat limited how much they have to pay. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the groups that didn't settle, which includes Cancer Fund of America, and James Reynolds Sr., sort of the mastermind of everything. They have not settled, but for the moment, that's right. The charities are put out of business, and that was seemed to be the main goal of the regulators.
But the question people have is, how did these groups get away with this for so long? What were some of the things that they were spending the money on?
One way they get away with it is that they have some accounting tricks that hide what they're doing. So if you looked at their public Form 990 tax filing, for example, it might look like they're spending a lot on programs and very little on fundraising or administrative expenses. And one way they do that, which was highlighted by this case, is they count donated goods. They get donated goods that they value highly and then report that they've distributed them, and they're able to count that as a program cost. Now, this case found that a lot of the so-called donated goods were just sort of sham operations. They were recording them, but they weren't really getting them or distributing them.
Well, for instance, they might get a box of Debbie's cakes or something, and it wouldn't even go to any cancer victims. It might go to local firefighters just to get rid of it, but they would really inflate the value of that.
That can happen, or sometimes, like in the case of the Breast Cancer Society, they said they were sending all these shipments overseas to help cancer patients overseas. Mm-hmm. The problem with saying you send things overseas is there are no controls. You don't have to report on your tax forms where you sent them exactly. Yeah. You just say, we ship these overseas. So it looks like you're, you know, you've got all these programs going.
Yeah, Suzanne, this is going to be chilling for people who contribute to charities, especially cancer charities. How do you know? Give us one tip. How do you know that the organization you're contributing to is actually spending that money on the cause?
The best thing to do, I think, is to do as much research as possible. There are several charity watchdog types organizations out there: Charity Navigator, BBB, Wise Giving Alliance, Alliance, Charity Watch. And if all of them are giving a charity very bad grades or saying they're not filing the proper documents to be evaluated, that is a red flag.
Suzanne Perry with the Chronicle of Philanthropy will link people at hearandnow.org.